Speaking of someone who was a master at his craft, ladies and gentlemen, his birthday is tomorrow. We bring you the king.
How about that? Happy early birthday.
Well, thank you very much. I almost didn't make it. So had quite a week. So I'll tell you a quick story. I'm trying to be a good step-grandfather. So I take my step-grandson out driving. He's got his permit. And we're driving around. He wears glasses. He says, "Hey, you know, my glasses are steaming up." That's not a good combination when you don't know how to drive and you can't see. So, so I said, I'm trying to be the good guy, you know. All right, take your mask off, you know. I got no mask. We're two guys riding around. So he's doing good. And about an hour riding, I go home, and I got a shop set up in my backyard, so I'm working on parts from here. And my wife comes out, and she says, "Corey is, and Christine aren't coming over tonight because Corey's sick." Now, Christine is Jacob. That's kid driving. Christine is his mom, and Corey is her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Don't ask what happened to that. So I said, fine, I'll just keep working. So then she comes back out about 4 hours later, and she said, "Christine and Corey tested positive for COVID."
Oh, no.
Yeah. So she said, "You had your mask on, right?" I just kept working. I'm like, oh, boy, I'm in deep right now. So I said, no. You know, happy wife, happy life. Unhappy wife, I can't say what it is on the radio. That's what she was. She was mad. Holy mackerel. So, Jacob tested positive on Monday, and I was petrified. I was like, oh, my God. I mean, I sat next to this kid for an hour in the car, and I have been so safe up to now. And trust me, I was the adult in the car. I should have said, you know, you got to keep your mask on, let me drive, and I didn't. And to preface that, the mother and the boyfriend, Christine and Corey, are both respiratory therapists. So they're frontline people. That's how they got COVID. So Anyway, I did the test Wednesday, which would be the fifth day, and I tested negative. And I did another test today, and I don't have any symptoms. But let me tell you, I'm getting a shot. I'm not going through this again. No way. I was 50-50 on getting the shot, and now I'm like, you know what? I got to protect my wife. I don't care. I'm not going through this again. When that happens, everything stops around you, you know? Just my first go around with it, being that close, so. Anyway, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it, and I have absolutely no symptoms. So, and I took a precautionary test today. The first test I took was a quick test, and the second test was the PCB or whatever, you know.
PCR.
Oh, the PCR, yeah.
Whatever it is, so.
Well, glad you're doing
okay.
We'll see
when that comes back, but they told me by day seven, if you've taken a test and been negative and you still don't have any symptoms after the seventh day, you're pretty safe. So, and my wife tested negative, too. But five people tested positive around those people. So our numbers are going up here. So.
Well, to be honest with you, when it comes to the Eagles, I mean, Matt is negative. All right.
Have you guys tested or got shots?
No, not yet.
I haven't gotten shots yet, no.
No, I've never been tested either.
I've been tested one time.
Yeah.
That's it.
I never thought I'd have to be because I've been so safe. Will I?
Now, will I? Yes. In fact, Brad Nessel was just saying he got his shot. What did he say, yesterday?
Yes.
He got it yesterday. Feels great. I know Jack Ham, he's all set. He's two for two. I haven't had the time to do it. Now I do, so I will.
How does your state break it down?
Well,
can anybody go?
Not yet. I know I'm in a category that's called 1A.
I love that stuff.
Well,
1A,
that means,
S2.
which means I can walk in right now and get it. That's what it means.
Yeah, me too. No, our governor opened it up to everyone starting April 1st, and you cannot get an appointment anywhere. I've got an appointment to get an appointment, and I made that Monday, and I haven't heard a word yet. So I'm going to try some other avenues. But it's the governor here just wants perfect numbers so he can go on Face the Nation and stuff like that. He's a weird guy. If you ask him a hard question in a press conference, you will never see that press conference again, nor will your organization. It's just very strange. And his wife is getting a cut of all the money, all the vaccines. She's got a hedge fund. Our governor's wife is worth $1.9 billion. She's an investor. And she's got stock in the vaccine companies. It's just a real, we have a very corrupt governor in Connecticut who acts like he's Opie Taylor, but he's not. So. And he's still got 100% power. They gave it to him again because it's all Democratic state. So he just does whatever he wants and spends money any way he wants to, and nobody can tell him what to do.
Sounds like Ward 4 in Danville. We'll come back with our picks in a moment. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
It's still officially March Madness. Final Four will be in April. Jim Nance will sound better than ever with a brand new contract at CBS.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
It's not Romo, 61.
Really? I thought he was older than that. Wow.
No, he's... Unlike some people in this business, he's maintained a youthful look.
He's a big dude. How tall is he?
I'd say Jim's got to be 6'2", 6'3".
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought he was bigger than that.
No, I'll tell you, he's really big as Berman. Chris Berman's like 6'5".
Really?
Yeah, he is a big guy.
Yeah. Yep.
All right,
I'd say Jim's like 6'2", 6'3", something like that. But, I'm just judging from when I've been around him.
Learn something new every day. All right, so last week, King and Steve went 5-3. I went 4-4. So that brings our hoops grand total to Steve at 30-10. Me, 24-16, King, 17-23.
I'm getting there.
You are. All Sweet 16 this week, so let's start with the Saturday games. Starting with Oregon State and Loyola Chicago. Steve.
Oregon State and Loyola Chicago, huh? Well, I'm going to go with the team that I think is the smartest team in this tournament. And that's Loyola. I thought they were misseeded to begin with. You know, because of what happened here with Penn State basketball, the couple of days after the tournament field was announced, we never talked about the tournament. Because we were talking about the new coach with Micah Shrewsbury and everything going on. We never talked about it. I had no qualms, really, with what the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee did, except with Loyola. I thought they should have been seeded fourth. So I'm going to go with them.
King?
I like the nun.
Sister
little
Jean?
Nun.
Sister Jean. Yeah, big timer.
She's adorable, huh? She's still there. I remember when she was there before. I got Loyola.
Well, that's what they said. They said, you know, she got vaccinated. They're going to allow her to go. And I said, she's 101. She's older than Biden. Let her make her own decision. For goodness sakes.
It's like when Dad was in the nursing home, you know, and our dad had Alzheimer's, and they put him on a diet. We're giving him a little cup of vanilla ice cream. I said, give him the whole gallon.
Who cares?
Jeez. Give him the spoon and give him the box. Let him enjoy himself.
Right.
My gosh.
She's 101. She's older than Biden. She can make her own decisions.
What's the Mexicans in?
Oh, my goodness.
I'll go with Loyola Chicago as well and Sister Jean. Let the magic continue.
As we jinx them.
I just don't think that's one of the few teams I just don't think was seeded right.
I agree. Yeah. Next one. Villanova, still hanging in there without their top two players, now gets to take on Baylor. King.
Yeah.
I think Baylor's got too much for him, and I love Villanova, but I got Baylor.
Steve?
Baylor has a lot going for it. I mean, they are third in offensive efficiency. One issue that Villanova has is 72nd in defensive efficiency. I'm going to go with Baylor to win this. They have three guys that can shoot the three, plus they've got two guys that can rebound inside that Villanova doesn't have.
Yeah, I think the journey ends for Villanova here, and it's been a good run
gone.
For them. So, yes, gone. I take Baylor as well. Next one, the darlings of this year's tournament. I guess we can call them that. Oral Roberts, Arkansas. Steve.
I was a little confused about this game because the suit sent me a note and he said, what do you think of Arkansas? I'm like, oh.
He's still on that, isn't he?
Oh, it just. What bothers me is how he spelled R. It said it was just with an R. Okay. Arkansas is really athletic. And I think you get to this point, the ability to not take someone seriously. That ends. Arkansas wins.
I'm sticking with the Razorbacks as well. I got them in the Final Four. I think it ends for Oral Roberts here. King.
Yeah, Oral Roberts' biggest problem is defense. They're 239. They're 239 in adjusted efficiency defensively. That's their biggest problem.
King.
I'm going to go on a limb and say Oral Roberts is really good.
Oh, mm-hmm. So you're rolling with it.
I'm going to go with Oral Roberts and see what happens.
Cool.
All right.
Mucho cool. Like it.
All right, next one. Cuse, Syracuse, on their interesting run they've been on. But I refuse to call them anything but darlings. Against Houston. Syracuse, or King, what do you got?
I'm shocked that they're there. I'm also, call me dumb, I didn't realize Boeheim was coaching them again. Didn't he step away for a bit?
No, he's been there the whole time.
Didn't he have a car accident and someone
he
died?
He stayed out as the coach.
And then they had other issues. Anyway, they're playing very well, real well. And with his experience, I'm going to take Syracuse.
I, unfortunately, am going to stick with Cuse as well.
I'm going to go the other way for this reason. Houston has now had 4 days to get ready for the Syracuse zone. And you know what my theory is about the Syracuse zone. When they play the second game of with the right to go to the Sweet 16, I always consider them the favorite because the turnaround is so fast to get ready for that zone. You can't get ready for that zone in a day. Houston's had 4 days. I think that it's enough for them to win.
All right. I like it. And I hope you're right. I don't know why, but I'm just not a big Cuse person this year. But anyway.
Well, let me put it this way. Kelvin Sampson's the coach of Houston. Not a fan. But I'm going to pick him anyway.
All right. Now we go to the Sunday games. Creighton. Lisa's champ still alive. And Gonzaga. Mm-hmm. Steve.
No offense to Lisa and Creighton. Gonzaga's going to win the game by 15 to 25 points.
Yeah, I think you're right there. I got Zaga, too. King?
I hate it when you say that. Ugh. Then the game's in overtime. I got Gonzaga. I think they're the best team in the country.
Yeah, they are a champ. All three of us.
Yeah.
All right.
That's all we got left.
We each have two Final Four teams left. Gonzaga and Arkansas. Yeah.
We got six of the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
We know how to pick them, baby.
Nobody knows how to pick this tournament this year. With all the COVID
this year
and the stops and starts, it's very hard.
Well, currently we're ranked 9.8 million, so that's good.
All right.
Great.
There you go.
Yeah. We're in the top 10 million.
There you go. Not bad. Yeah. We'll take it. All right, next one. Florida State. We heard a little bit about them earlier from our man, Brad Nessler. Take it on the Wolverines of Michigan. Steve.
Well, I have Florida State going to the Final Four. That's how I picked the bracket, so I'm gonna keep it that way. Florida State's a really good defensive team. Not a great offensive team, but I'll stick with Florida State.
King?
Actually, this is, I think, the only one that I actually picked. We made it that they're playing each other. I picked them. And let's see who I picked. I don't know.
It's going better than I thought it would.
They got to keep with the Big Ten. That's all they got left. So.
Yeah.
I'm going with Michigan as well. And then
Stevie took Florida.
Yeah.
I took Florida State, yeah.
Next is UCLA on a little bit of a run themselves against Alabama, the 2-seed. King.
Alabama. I think what Steve said before is right. The teams are going into this game and going to play hard. Alabama's really good.
Yeah, I'm rolling tide here, too.
I'm a big Alabama guy. Like, you know, I watch what Nate Oates was building because, you know, Penn State beat them last year, but I liked what I saw.
And then finally, a Pac-12 matchup, which is fitting because they've surprised everybody this tournament. Oregon and USC. Steve.
I really like USC. You know how much I think of Evan Mobley. I think Mobley's a terrific player, but his older brother Isaiah is really good, too. USC to the Elite Eight.
King?
Trojan.
I'm going with Oregon here. I love the way they're playing offensively right now.
Well, they're going up against the fifth-rated defense in the country, though.
True. Will be a big test.
Don't talk them out of it.
But I'm sticking with the Ducks.
That's a good pick. They're all good. You make it this far, you're good. You're real good. So.
There you go.
There you have it.
It's been
great.
Very complicated tournament. So
stay well, King.
I'll try.
Today's show has been brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And thanks for joining us all week in the Sunbury Motors Studio.